This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, time for you to give us your attention. How the flight attendant says at the beginning of the flight, your attention, please. Yes, let's get back to conversational work. I don't consider this work, though. Do you, Jennifer? Is this work? Jennifer Horn is here, and Kara Schillen, not like a lot of work. Not maybe so much work getting your head into the right place. But other than that, nah, this is good stuff. Weather-related items, 16 people, including 9 children, injured as the cold weather has brought about many building fires all around the country. 4-story New York building, more than 200 firefighters went to the scene to battle a blaze. The temperature was 2 degrees below zero. It's 8 below where I am at the moment. Fire broke out in a furniture store on the first floor of the building. Commissioners said none of the people suffered serious or life-threatening injuries. It's all smoke inhalation, that kind of stuff. But if you look at the photos and the video, the black smoke blowing out of the building, thick black smoke, as the firefighters tried. This has got to be very dangerous. They were up on the roof. The lady who lived in the building said, I woke up my husband, my children. Listen, there's a fire in the building. She said, I remember there was a fire in my house when I was a kid. And it was in the room downstairs.
You used to run out to your neighbors, right?
Yeah. I remember I've told that story, how my father ran out into the street naked to stop the fire department.
That's why they always tell you to sleep in pants, just in case.
Yeah, just in case. Anyway, this is a massive building, a massive fire. There was another one earlier that was caused by children playing with a stove, left it open, you know, those cook stoves. 12 people were killed and 32 people were injured in that thing. But, again, most of these are weather-related. Have there been any significant fires? I haven't seen any reports of stuff in Washington, because it hasn't been quite as cold in Washington as it has been in New York and the Northeast, Kara.
But, I haven't seen anything. But you know what I was just thinking that I hadn't thought of before? What added dangers does that add for the firefighters? You know, if they're on the roof or whatever.
Cold?
It's freezing, but also how quickly does that water freeze?
Yeah,
if they're spraying it everywhere, and so then you have this place that's on fire, and there's smoke inhalation, but there's, I imagine, also ice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very slippery, very difficult conditions.
Which you don't normally think of when you think of fires. You don't think of ice being an issue, but...
Well, think about this. Also, and a couple of New York things here for us to consider. Our nation's largest city. Things go on there, and people say, oh, well, that only happens in New York. I don't believe that's the case. But maybe this is an example of that. Excuse me. The Times Square New Year's Eve party.
Mm-hmm.
1 million people showed up, even though the temperature was zero, ringing in the new year.
A sign that mental illness is still really a problem in this country.
Uh-huh. Right. Yes. Uh-huh. There are a lot of people.
Got to be a little nutty to do that.
So they're still cleaning up after this crowd, leaving streamers, hats, cigarette butts, food, containers, trash all over the place. I'm looking at a picture of what was left, the confetti, that kind of stuff that blows around. Where do you think that stuff goes? The sanitation department, so far this week, has collected 50 tons of trash.
Wow.
At Times Square. Never mind what went on elsewhere around the city. 294 sanitation workers have been on duty around the clock because Times Square is a big focal point, obviously, of activity in New York. It's Times Square, for God's sakes. So they had 58 backpack blowers, 44 collection trucks, and 58 people around the clock with brooms. So there's no technology. I would have thought, well, the vacuum stuff you'd have thought would pick up most of it. But they had mechanical brooms and people out with regular brooms. Let's see here. I'm looking around. It's just amazing the amount of trash. And these guys are bundled up, man. You should see. You see the pictures of them in their red outfits and their scarves and hats and stuff going out trying to clean that up. Because, again, New York City open for business 24 hours a day. I don't think people figure that you forget about this. Unintended consequences of what happens. And the taxpayers of the city of New York pay for this. So is it worth it? All the business that comes into New York? Million more people are there than would normally be the case? Or are they mostly New Yorkers? Who goes to New York to celebrate the first? I wouldn't have gone this year. I think it would be a nice party if the weather were decent.
Mm-hmm. At least according to Victoria, I don't think that it's New Yorkers that are there.
No, it's tourists.
Yeah, because they don't want to deal with all of the people and the crowds. I don't think they really care about Times Square. I know people who went. They're insane. I don't know why anyone would do that. I could barely go outside for like 30 seconds to yell Happy New Year.
Happy New Year!
And I don't know. I think if I won the lottery, I would maybe get a nice penthouse suite at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square.
Not
on
in
New
Trump
Year's
Tower?
Eve. Well, you can't see the ball drop from Trump Tower.
That's true.
I'd stay there the rest of the week. So just one night at the Marriott Marquis, the rest at Trump Tower. Okay. And then I'd watch the ball drop from a nice warm hotel room, drinking my champagne and just being able to enjoy from afar.
I would also do that if I had lots of money to blow on it. But the people who are just standing outside looking at it for hours and hours and hours.
Uncivilized.
Then you can't go anywhere. They don't let you out to pee. So who knows what you do? You're surrounded by a bunch of people who probably have the flu. No thanks.
Right. I think maybe there's a psychological...
Stop bringing up the F word. I'm still dealing with it.
I think there's a psychological exam in order for the people who are there. Also, one more thing from New York. The announcement this week that New York City and New York State are freezing, pardon the use of that term, but it applies to all fossil fuel investments. So the city and its pension funds, that sort of thing, have $400 billion. You know, it's significant, two things, that they have that much money in the public pension funds, the city and state of New York alone. So CalPERS has, that's the largest pension fund in the world, Jennifer, the State of California Pension Fund. How much is in that? I knew one time. But
it would make you sick. Millions and millions and billions.
Well, no, it's got to be billions. If there's $400 billion in public pension funding in New York... That's invested in fuel companies.
Billions and billions.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Gazillions, if you want to be scientific.
Most people don't realize, and this is the food for thought from this, and New York becomes a good example of it in talking about CalPERS, but most all states and municipalities are invested in these huge funds. And there's all kind. You know, there are people that work for the unions whose job is to watch the investments. That's all they do. Because there is so much money in these, there's more money in public pension funds than in any other funds. I happen to have been a part of a hedge fund about 10 years ago, and so I learned a lot about it that I had no idea about before. And what these people do with the money and how there's all kinds of corruption and all kinds of chances for sneaky deals and that sort of thing. But New York has decided that it doesn't want to be. And this will make an impact on the fossil. I'm talking about mobile, Exxon, outfits like that, coal companies. So they're going to pull out of all of that. Community campaigning, environmental and social justice groups working on the University of New York had a study done. And that's where the pressure came from, of how much money. It was not known exactly. See, this is what I'm talking about. Nobody really knows how much money is in these pension funds until they look at something like this. Billions. Hundreds of billions. So anyway, if you're a public employee, or if you're not, if you work for yourself or you're in a smaller business, you got a 401k, do you know where the money is? Do you watch it yourself? Jennifer, you got a 401k. Do you know where the money is? Have you watched all the investments? Do you decide on the investments yourself?
I have a 401k? Wait a second. I do.
I thought you did.
No, I don't have a 401k. No.
Do you have a 401q?
I have an IRA.
401s?
A what?
401v?
I don't know what those are, but I know I have a retirement account.
Yes. And do you know where the money is?
No, I just give it to my broker at the end of the year, and that's it.
And do you follow
when it comes to that.
Do you follow whether it's making money or losing money? Do you even know that?
I think
this is a good exercise.
No, I don't. I put it away. I trust my guy, and every year I get a statement. It shows I make a little money on it, so I get excited.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I guess that the exercise
here... You
can
probably retire, but, you know.
Well, who wants to retire? It's overrated. It's overrated. So, in this circumstance, the exercise here for all of you is to think about where your money is. If you are in a pension fund, do you know how it's invested? Because how it's invested will predicate what you get for returns and how much you get in your retirement. If you have that...
The thing that irritates me when it comes to government workers is just how much mishmashing they do with retirement funds and how they take money from one thing to try to fulfill pensions on another. Yeah. And it just, there's no transparency.
Well,
and it stinks. It's not fair to the employees. It's not fair to taxpayers. It's not fair to anybody.
You bring up another wrinkle, and that is that a lot of these tax... What you're talking about, the money in these pension funds, it comes from the taxpayer, is even more corrupt. That's the CalPERS. That's the New York City thing.
Sure.
And all of these things, the money that comes out, there is a, generally speaking, in the public sector, an easier road to retirement than if you're in the private sector. Look at all the police and the teachers and people who work as public employees just for the public works department. They can retire usually after 32, 33, 34 years on the job. So if you start when you're 20, you retire in your mid-50s. That's something that doesn't quite settle well with me. The average person can't do that. I don't think it's right, frankly. However, that's just me. Many of you may have a different opinion, and you can share it with us. At Doug Steffen is the Twitter address. At DJV Show, you can send a general comment. At Jennifer Horn, at C. Shillen, or you can send notes to me, Doug@DougSteffen.com. Here's something that people are asking questions about, frankly, at Doug Steffen or at DougSteffen.com. Are you really going to be gone for 13 days? Are you really not going to be on the air? Is the question that's coming as I talk about this trip to Hawaii.
You got my letter.
Yeah. No, actually, I will be on the air most of the time. As I get to the studio, we're going to all four of the islands are going to be traversed by the people in this group. And the radio studio that I will use is on the main island at the station that carries. Well, actually, we have two stations on two different islands, so I'd be able to sort of negotiate that, but I may be able to take equipment with me that is usable in other circumstances, because I really want to be able to tell the story of the trip as we're taking the trip. 13-day guided tour with Your Man Tours, Your Man Doug Steffen and Your Man Tours, seeing Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, Waikiki, all of the islands, the big ones, the small ones, we'll see them all. This is a fabulous trip. The experience these people have in doing this sort of thing is second to none, and I'm very pleased to be able to put this all together. If you want to see what the tour is all about, where we actually be stopping, what the tour experience ought to be about, the highlights, if you go to djvshow.com, look at the banner ads at the bottom of the page, click onto the one from Your Man Tours about the ultimate Hawaiian destination, the ultimate Hawaiian tour. Great accommodations for just $19.99. You'll enjoy all of this stuff, all the tours. So check it out, 877-900-4574. Also, call that number for a brochure. Sign up now while the space is available. Join me in Hawaii in March. 877-900-4574. One more time for the lineup. See all the things that we're going to be doing. Make your plans now, 877-900-4574, for that great trip with me to Hawaii in March, 21 after the hour.
The If answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You wanna hot body? You wanna boot daddy? You wanna muggy muddy? You better work. You wanna Lamborghini? Sip martini? Look hot in a bikini? You better work. You wanna live fancy? Live in a big mansion? Party in France? You better work.
A cleaned up version of work. B-I-T blank blank H.
What?
How's that? Blank, blank.
I think you added another letter in there.
I may have. You know me. Add a little thing away. I take, that's what's called free expression, poetic license, Kara, that sort of thing.
Oh, it's not just called spelling stuff wrong?
No.
Oh, okay.
Britney Spears in the focus. I have great regard for her. A lot of people think it's strange because she's one of these performers that is very popular with most people who are younger than I am. Not many people who are in my stage of life pay much attention to Britney Spears, but I've always thought she was pretty special because she worked hard at cleaning up her act. And I have respect for people. She ended her Las Vegas residency with her New Year's Eve performance on the Rockin' Eve on New Year's. The Britney Piece of Me show has been running since 2013 at the Axis Auditorium, taking to the stage at Planet Hollywood. She performed this song and a song called Toxic to the audience. Back in June of last year, she addressed rumors that she mimes during her performances. She wears a Madonna-type mic when she's on stage. Critics have suggested for years that she doesn't actually sing live. However, she's insisted that her live performances feature a mix of playback, pre-recorded guide vocals, and her own in-the-moment singing. She said, quote, "It's really funny. A lot of people think I don't sing live because I'm dancing so much. I do a bit of playback, but there's a mixture of my voice and the playback." You know how difficult that is? Think about it for a minute. When you're concentrated on your singing and you're dancing in that way, having
and not getting winded, that's
right, or losing where you are in the song, because if you pick it back up live, it has to be following so that it's seamless.
Well, yeah, I heard one time, I think Beyonce's workout, just the exercise routine, included running, like, sprinting on the treadmill while singing full speed. Because that's the only way, like, she has to work out that way so she can perform on stage, which is insane.
Mm-hmm. Pretty crazy stuff, but good. And a lot of people used to think she was self-absorbed. I remember that during the Federline years. Listen to me. I even know, remember she was married to Kevin
Federline. The Federline years. Look at
you. But a lot of people, she lived up the street. She had the penthouse on a building in Santa Monica for about a year and a half. And so she was always around. I kind of saw her once in a while. She'd be out and about. And she didn't look at all in person the way she looks when she's on stage or made up. Pretty plain looking, actually. And most people, that's good because most people recognize and they could leave her alone. But the accusation of being self-absorbed, people like that who get a lot of attention, you could have a tendency, if you weren't sort of in a good place yourself, to get overblown with your own importance. And I believe that's another definition of being self-absorbed, isn't it?
I'm sure that Brittany is probably a little vain. I'm sure that she's probably concerned with herself. But, I mean, self-absorbed, she also gives back a lot. And she really does try to live a quiet life now. She used to really like the spotlight and live very publicly. Now you can tell she wants to just take her time with her boys and be quiet.
Yeah, good for her. All right. So here we are with a focus on Brittany. Let's focus on Lord for a second. Lord called that she announced that she was canceling the show in Israel, and now the people in Israel, or at least some people, are calling her a bigot because she wouldn't go.
A lot of backlash for this.
Why do you think that is, Jennifer?
She was pressured out by some people that have opposite points of view, as of course the Israelis. So I think that there are just a lot of people who would.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The hour now on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schilliner here, hoping that Victoria is enjoying her week off. I have a thought for the day today. I have learned from experience that the greater part of our happiness or misery depends on our dispositions and not on our circumstances. Martha Washington, wife of the first president of the United States, said that. I've learned from experiences that the greater part of our happiness or misery depends on our disposition and not our circumstances. So put yourself in this circumstance, all right? You're on the beach, gone on vacation for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody imagine bringing your children. The children are out playing in the sand. They're digging around. They're looking for things, and they're excited. Maybe as they've uncovered these eggs in the sand, there's a little chick inside. That'd be kind of cute.
Ew, a chicken egg on the beach in Hawaii?
That's what these children thought, because they were the only eggs they had ever seen heretofore were eggs from a chicken. However,
they're turtle eggs.
No, they are not turtle eggs.
What?
Keep guessing.
That's all I got.
No, they're other reptilians.
Do they find caviar?
Ooh, dinosaur eggs.
No. There's a picture.
Don't tell me they're snake eggs.
Yep.
Komodo dragon eggs. Are they
in my mind?
Snakes. They found, this is on the beach in Australia, visitors investigate 43 eggs containing the beginnings of the deadliest snakes in the world. They uncovered them. Dozens of brown snake eggs in a sand pit. And these snakes can grow.
You don't want to go on the beach because if their eggs are there, then mama was there.
Right.
Oh, no.
Two dozen eggs. These people have, in this area, these snakes are so dangerous. They're 6 feet long. Several, 25 people in the last few years have been killed by these snakes. So they're now depositing the snakes in the eggs in the sand. Ooh. How'd you like to start your day with that?
No.
Thanks, but no thanks. Hey, that's really something, huh? All right, let's think about something that's a little bit more pleasant. I actually saw this study. This is all these things come out after the fact. So the dating site eHarmony and some of the other dating sites report that the most used, is that the right way of putting it? They're visited more at this time of year than any other time of year because people want to find partners. They don't want to be alone for the holidays. So eHarmony says that they found that men are worried about finding someone more at this time of year than any other time of the year. They surveyed 4,000 of their customers. 71% of the men who were interviewed concerned about starting a new relationship, compared to 58% of the women who were online. Over three-quarters of the participants, both men and women, admitted to feeling lonely at this time of year. Men slightly more likely to say it was a negative part of being single over the holidays.
But see, men don't want to partner up during the holidays because then they're worried about having to buy gifts and what that's going to look like and are people going to be too serious? Do you have to take them home to meet your parents? I think that men in January, this time of year, at the beginning of the year, are now looking for relationships because they were not really actively looking between Thanksgiving and
New Year. Men are that cheap?
Oh, yeah, absolutely I do. And I think women, conversely, are looking more for men during the summer so they can have someone during the holidays. Right now, they're focused on themselves, getting their fitness in check, getting their New Year's resolutions done. And it's just another difference of the sexes. Look at me. I'm like Dr. Ruth. It's true.
Dr. Phil, Dr. Mm-hmm. whomever. Yeah. All right. So I thought about it that way. Men more insecure about being alone than women are. I think that's really the bottom. That's the headline here. Victoria always accuses me
in general
of burying the headline, but I think that's the headline here.
I think especially with age, too. I think young women are more apt to be coupled up, whereas women get older, I think they're more comfortable being alone than men are getting old and being alone.
Yeah. So women, as they get older, are okay being alone. Men are not.
Women get more settled in themselves.
Hmm. Well, that could be, but then there's the other side of it. If you are that way, we're sort of meant to be partnered up as long as you have a good partner. If you don't have a good partner, you don't want to be with the person you are. Better off being by yourself. Right? Is that true, you think?
I think that's always true. Why commit yourself to misery?
Because it loves company.
Yeah, if you're really not feeling somebody, then why stay with it and make
awful.
Yourself crazy?
Awful, awful, awful. So let's sing a song. Jennifer, you want to sing?
Not really, but go ahead.
You don't want to sing? Carrie, you want to sing a song?
What do you think?
Probably not.
Not really.
I was thinking of how I could put together in music, in song, my button's bigger than your button. There's one too many syllables here, however. That's what President Trump said to Kim Jong-un, who yesterday said he had a button and his button is ready. And Trump responds, my button works.
My button's bigger than your button. It works. Sorry, I just love it.
I know.
And this really is just such a distraction because the buried lead here and the good news is that North Korea just agreed to do talks with South Korea, which is what South Korea had been predicting all along. But because we're talking about buttons, nobody's really talking
about
it.
But what are they talking about? What do they have to, what do they have to talk about?
Kim Jong-un is getting a little hungry. His people are starving. The sanctions are kicking in. And he wants to be in the Olympics. And so he wants to talk to South Korea.
Right. And what are the South Koreans going to say?
They're ready to sit with him. He can be in the Olympics if he starts acting like a decent leader.
What, after all of this, you think it'd be okay for him to be in the Olympics? Or not him. He's a big fat slob who smokes and drinks under the table.
You're not gonna... If it's a catalyst for a talk, then it's worth it.
For people getting along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about, well, okay, I'm not going to carry it any further than that, because I think you can go to 87 different directions. What I am concerned about at this point in the week is the situation with the weather. A big storm started in Florida, off the coast of Florida, moving up the coast in Washington, and then up the east coast into New England. Heavy winds and snow. This is the second time in a week there's been a storm like this. And what really its impact, especially when you get to the northeast, is the weather. It's minus 8 here at the moment. It's been below 0 every morning since I've been back here. The last, 5-6 days, every day, hasn't gotten above the teens, and overnight it's in the minus numbers. So what happens? Ice water freezes at a temperature different than fresh water because of the salt. It takes more to freeze salt water. So when you think about the coastal areas where the water is fairly shallow, and the impact of the cold weather, the water is getting very thick and icy on the shore. So when these 20-foot waves come in from these huge storms, these nor'easters, they take all of the ice that's on the surface and throw it across. In many areas along the coastline, the roads are right next to the coastline. They're right on the water. So imagine you're driving down a roadway on your way to work, and the wind's blowing, howling at 40, 50, 60, 65, 70 miles an hour, and it picks up a chunk of this ice and lands it on your car. Just think about that. I would be scared as hell if that happened. Because these are big. If you've seen pictures, these are huge pieces of ice. Just picked up by the wind and driving. Not many people think about those sorts of dangers when you're living in those areas, but that is a danger. The storms this year have been particularly severe, and so as a result of that, one of the things that you got to confront. And they're calling it the Northeast Cyclone. The Northeast Cyclone. Cyclones are usually relegated to the Asian. I think that's where they have. It's the same thing. Tornadoes, cyclones, it's all the same stuff. Just use different names for it. But be thankful you live on the West Coast, because they only have fires that burn everything up out there, and earthquakes.
Yeah, only fires.
Yeah. Destroy everything. The world is coming to an end, says the preacher. No. Let me get to something that hopefully is helping a lot of people at this time of year, and that's finding a new job. Those of you who are looking for new jobs, new careers with benefits, different sorts of things, that now you say it's time for a change, and you put your resume online to one of those job boards, and you're hoping you're going to have some luck. Well, I'm telling you, if you've got a good resume, there are lots of people looking for a lot of good, really good hires at this time of year, and they're using the hiring people, they're using ZipRecruiter. So ZipRecruiter, you could say, well, I could go to ZipRecruiter. Yeah, you could. You could put your resume on ZipRecruiter, but you don't have to. If you've already posted it, it'll be found, because that's how good their software is. ZipRecruiter.com allows you to post the job. You're the hiring person. When you post it at ZipRecruiter, it goes automatically to all the web's leading job boards. So if there's somebody there who has the skills you're looking for, this software will find them and bring them back to you in less than a day. Pretty amazing, isn't it? I mean, really, think about how fantastic that is. ZipRecruiter puts the smart matching technology that is so unique to them and notify qualified candidates about the jobs that you can apply directly. Great matches come from ZipRecruiter. You can use it free the first time by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get quality candidates in just one day. Think about that. And it's free. I'm looking at some of the things that are posted on here. This really is the best way to post jobs and hire fast. Used by Netflix, Applebee's, Toshiba, PayPal. Those are just some of the companies, big companies, that have customer testimonials you can see on the ZipRecruiter website. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it today. Use it free.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. After we eat, it's time for our digestive system to get to work, and typically, it doesn't work so well when we're asleep. That's why eating before bedtime is generally not a good idea.
And I think from the digestive point of view, you're filling your stomach. Your stomach then has to produce lots of acid in response. So the first thing I think about is reflux. So you're going to start bringing that stuff back up usually an hour after you go to sleep.
Gastroenterologist Dr. Joseph Murray says, in addition to reflux, there's another important reason to avoid eating before bedtime.
Our digestive system, as soon as we go asleep, it should go into house cleaning mode. And many years ago, Charlie Cote here at the Mayo Clinic described housekeeping contractions or cleaning contractions moving through the small intestine at night. They sweep down the small intestine, moving all of the whatever debris or anything is left behind, moving it down to the colon where it belongs.
Dr. Murray says if you've just been eating, you interfere with that process. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, now we're at 47 past the hour, talking about that woman that was on the beach. Well, no, there were. I had a couple of beach stories. I saw the woman that got into the fight with a guy who groped her. I came across. I don't know why these things are coming to my attention at this moment in time. The first nude restaurant in Paris has opened. Local naturists are ready. A lot of big fans. This new spot, the eatery is called Au Natural. Really, that's very clever.
Sounds fancy.
Ew.
Located in
like spill the ranch dressing. Like, ew, ew.
Seats 40 diners, offers meals for $35 a head. Before entering the main dining room, guests are asked to remove their clothing and leave them in the wardrobe room out in front of the restaurant.
Remember the good old days where they would hand you a sport coat? Now they're taking it away.
That's right. In order to dine here, sir, you must wear a sport coat. In order to dine in this restaurant, you got to take all your clothes off. Nude restaurant breaking ground in France. There are a few clothing optional restaurants in France already. Well, nah, I don't think they're France. I think there are other places in the world. You can go to Bagnati in London. That's a nude restaurant, opened up last year, fundraising now to open for another season.
There are a few things I don't want to share with naked strangers, and food in a restaurant, and also chairs. Chairs in a restaurant, chair. Not something I want to share with a naked stranger.
Mm-hmm.
No thanks.
There you go. There's one in Spain, too, called In and Out.
I'm sure.
All right. Ten before the hour here.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Time for one of the most brilliant men I know, Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show and has been for years and years and years, heard around the country every weekend on lots of great radio stations. People seek out his help because he knows how to train you to be good with your animals. And in a moment, we're going to find out how to just zen or zone out or be yourself with your dog. Sit down, relax, be prepared for a very good lesson, boys and girls, right after this.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. 9-9. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, 55 past the hour here on the DJV show. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. Also, by the way, he is the founder of Hugs and Kisses, which is a fabulous pet line of vitamins and minerals that he puts together. There's a separate product for cats and a separate product for dogs. hugs and kisses, everything in supplementation that your dog or your cat would possibly need, you'll find at hugsandkisses.com. Now, the movement at the end of the year, lots of attention paid to family members, dogs get left out. So now, as we get into the first of the year, it's time for you to pay attention to your dog, to your pet once again. So how do you advise people to just relax with their dogs?
I'm going to read something I wrote, Doug, and I'm going to share it with your audience. Hang Out With Your Dog is the title. When you have a movie night with your loved one, make room for the dog to snuggle with you. Connections are important to all living things, and that especially means our dogs. They crave affection and attention mostly because they have a small way to draw attention. Think about this. Think about us. We go out to the store. We go to the supermarket. We go to our car. We go here. We go there. Our dogs and cats are pretty much home all day long, so the mental stimulation they get is not what it should be. So it's really important to really include your pets as part of the family in everyday activities such as watching TV or I sit down sometimes on the floor and have dinner with my dogs, but that's just me. But it's really important to incorporate your pets as part of the family. And everyone's like, sit, stay, roll over, do this, do, go outside. How about just watching TV with your dog? How about just meditating with your dog? How about just having a political conversation with your dog? Generally, they agree with me. So the bottom line is hanging out with your dog is just as important as any type of training you can do. Watch TV. Really, when Denise and I are watching TV at night, no matter what we're watching, I guarantee you that Cisco is sitting between us, hanging out, watching TV alongside of us.
Ah, that's that. What a great visualization that is, in a manner of speaking. So take Warren's advice and hang. Make sure your dog is invited to spend time. There are a lot of people who get uptight. Well, I don't want my dog on the couch. Why? Why do you have the dog if you don't want him up on the couch? Who cares whether the couch has a little bit of dirt on it or some hair or whatever? Come on. Why do you have the dog? If you don't want to spend time with the dog and be lovey with the dog, then why do you have the dog?
Can you imagine if our dogs were as judgmental about us as we are about them? We'd never be sitting on the couch. We'd never be eating at the table. Think about
Charlotte
that perspective.
Charlotte had her own couches.
There you go.
She had her own house. That's right. She had run of the house.
But that's what makes them. That's what relationships are all about. Incorporating our pets, not just a family dog anymore, Doug. They're part of the family.
Yes.
And let's let them enjoy
treat
life.
Treat them that way.
Not don't make them sit and stay and roll over and sing three choruses of God Bless America. Give them a hug and
play.
Let them watch TV with you.
Yeah, just let them hang. As a matter, I think that's great advice. And I'm not sure that we think about it that way or as well as we ought to. So. Let's just all of us put our minds around that idea from Warren. Make sure the dog feels like he or she is a part of your family. And I guess the cat as well, but rather with, I'm a dog guy.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.